USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The North Carolina Supreme Court ordered a preliminary injunction on Wednesday for the March primaries and suspended candidate filing until two lawsuits alleging gerrymandering are settled. The 2022 primaries held on March 8th have been delayed until May 17th. More than 70 people are feared dead after a catastrophic series of tornadoes ripped through Kentucky and other states late Friday and early Saturday. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
This has been the most devastating tornado event in our state's history. And for those that have seen it, what it's done here in Graves County and elsewhere, it is indescribable.
On Saturday afternoon, the White House approved Kentucky's state of emergency and ordered federal assistance to supplement state and local response efforts. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. It really is remarkable. There's more than 400,000 members now who have shared more than $4 billion in medical bills, so they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing, if you join before December 15th, they'll waive your new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, but call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline, December 15th, so call now and you'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
January 6th, defendant Ryan Nichols spoke with Newsmax's Greg Kelly on what is happening inside the D.C. jail and the risk he's taking even talking to the media.
I have put into court that I needed to watch my back here, kind of like Christopher Worrell when he got warned in the middle of the night that he wasn't safe. I, too, this last week, when we put our motion in talking about what actually happened on the West Terrace on January 6th, I was told that I needed to watch my back because I could possibly be stabbed inside of here. So, yeah, there comes a level of risk.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis set $8 million in his 2022-23 budget to transport illegal immigrants out of the Sunshine State. He proposed the spending in the Freedom First budget to protect against harms resulting from illegal immigration. The spending may include the transportation of unauthorized aliens to other states or the District of Columbia. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out. Everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Saturday was a big college football day.
At Saturday's 122nd edition of America's Game, the annual Army-Navy football showdown, this wish expressed in the invocation before the action.
Today, whether they cheer for Army or cheer for Navy, we ask that they would all soon come safely home.
And the action saw the midshipmen of Navy stun their rivals, the Army Black Knights, 17-13. It's the second time in 3 years that Navy has beaten Army in that game. A few hours later, Alabama quarterback Bryce Young was named the winner of the 2021 Heisman Trophy Award. In his remarks, he thanked his parents. First, his dad, saying,
"Been by my side, always been a supporter, more than just a father, but a best friend to me. After that, I'm eternally grateful. My mom, for always having my back, always supporting me. It's not always easy. I'm always running around."
That from the ceremony in New York is heard on ESPN. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Artifacts once owned by Paul Revere's family are up for auction. The items were found in the attic of a home in Canton, Massachusetts, believed to have been owned by the family of the legendary Revolutionary War figure, the Boston Globe reports. They include tools such as wrought iron calipers, letters, and other personal items. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.